Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
We've been here for more than a decade. Still now, our life like uncertainty. We are living like a limbo life.
Noong 2015, ipinatupad ng federal na pamahalaan ang isang patakaran na tinatawag na Fast Track Processing na nangangako ng mas mabilis na pag-aproba ng visa kapalit ng bayad. Napatunayan itong hindi makatarungan at noong Hulyo ng taong ito, ito ay inalis. Libo-libong tao ang nasa alanganin ngayon. Tinatawag nila ang kanilang mga sariling biktima ng Fast Track Visa System. Tumaka sila mula sa kanilang mga bansa upang humingi ng asylum. Gayunpaman, naghihintay pa rin sila para sa permanenteng paninirahan sa Australia. Ang mga nagpoprotesta sa labas ng Department of Home Affairs ay nananawagan sa gobyerno na bigyan ng permanent visa ang mahigit 9,000 mga taong humihingi ng asylum na nahuhuli pa rin sa Fast Track Process. Si Rathi Bartlett ay kabilang sa kanila. Naghihintay siya ng 13 taon.
I feel like very stressed and trauma because we've been here for more than a decade. Still now, our life like uncertainty. We are living like a limbo life.
Dumating siya sa Australia sa pamamagitan ng bangka noong 2013 matapos tumakas mula sa Tamil genocide sa Sri Lanka.
My father is attacked by army. He was shot and also I lost my first baby as well.
Si Rathi ay 28 taong gulang nang siya ay dumating dito kasama ang kanyang asawa at 2 taong gulang na anak na babae.
Because of the war, we forced to flee our country. We are not happy to flee our country, you know. Everyone like to leave their country, you know. My ancestors' country is there. I'm an asylum seeker. When I was came here 2013, until now I'm holding the bridging visa.
Ang permanent visa ay magbibigay daan kay Rathi na makasama muli ang kanyang pamilya at makapaglakbay sa labas ng bansa.
When I see the citizen people, I was always think, why our life like this? You know, like a question mark.
Si Sanmati Verma ay ang legal director ng Human Rights Law Center at dalubhasa sa immigration law. Sinasabi niya na hindi naiiba ang sitwasyon ni Rathi.
The fast track refugee status determination process was introduced by the Abbott government in 2014, and it applied to people who sought asylum in Australia by sea and arrived between two arbitrary dates, 13th of August 2012 and 31st of December 2013. What the fast track meant is that once a person's protection visa application had been, say, refused by the Department of Immigration, then they were basically limited in the information that they could put forward to try and get that decision revisited or set aside.
Dahil dito, mataas ang refusal rate para sa mga taong humihingi ng asylum, lalo na para sa mga mula sa Sri Lanka at Iran.
It was basically a process that was designed to see people fail. So the mental pressure on people, the pressure on their families and their children is absolutely inhuman and unspeakable.
Nagbayad si Rathi ng 1,000 dolyar upang marinig ang kanyang kaso sa hukuman. Ngunit wala ng komunikasyon mula pa noong 2021.
I mean, that's the ironic thing about the so-called fast track process, that there was nothing fast about it. So once somebody was refused protection, they would be quickly shunted through the review process, probably statistically refused again through that process. And then they would end up with their case in court, challenging what the review authority had found in relation to them, and oftentimes succeeding because a process that's procedurally unfair is also probably going to be legally defective.
Sinabi ni Sanmati na 1,000 tao ang nasa pagitan ng mga hukuman at otoridad ng pagsusuri. Nakipag-ugnayan ng SBS Examen sa Department of Home Affairs na nagsasabi na ang gobyerno ay kumikilos upang suriin ang proseso ng merit review. Isang tagapagsalita ang nagsasabi na mayroong ibinigay na permanent visa pathway. Ngunit, iniulat ng datos ng gobyerno na mas maraming tao ang may hawak na bridging visa ngayon kumpara noong 2020 na may higit 320,000 hanggang Agosto ng taong ito. Sinabi ng tagapagsalita, ang gobyerno ay nakatuon sa pagbibigay ng pagkakataon sa mga naninirahan sa Australia ng mahabang panahon na ipagpatuloy ang kanilang buhay sa bansa ng may katiyakan at seguridad. Para kay Rathi at sa kanyang pamilya ang paghihintay para sa katiyakan at seguridad ay nagpapatuloy.
We want to give more to this community. We want to work for this community. And my kids want to contribute this community. They're really happy to live this life. If we get a correct visa, we can live our life happily.
Ang ulat na ito ay mula kay Olivia Diorio para sa SBS Examines na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Para sa iba pang kaugnay na ulat, bisitahin ang sbs.com.au/sbsexamines. Martin Tuanyo, SBS Filipino.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.